Encouraging, inspiring your Bridge FM. Well, this is Keith Maddox with you here this morning. It's 8:27, and joining me in the studio from Coca-Cola Columbus is the general manager, John Riley. John, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm excited to be here.
I'm excited to have you here because it's so neat that we're going to be able to talk about this awesome charity event that's coming up here soon, and we'll tell you more about that here in a little bit, but it's a way that you can be involved really in the community and help kids, which is great. But again, we'll talk more about that here in just a little bit. But John, having you here in the studio is great, and being able to have this opportunity to talk a little bit about this charity event. But first, Coca-Cola Columbus.
Yes.
Been around. You guys are in your how many years now?
120 years now.
Oh, that is awesome.
It's been family-owned and operated local for since 1916.
Wow.
It's been an absolute blessing to work for Coca-Cola here locally. One of the great things that I get to do is give back to the community that supports us.
Right.
And ownership, it's foremost in their mind of how can we make the place that we live in better. And I say this because a lot of times people, when they think of Coca-Cola, they're going to think, you know, that big corporation.
Right,
you know?
Right.
So the cool thing that most people don't know is that pretty much all Coca-Cola is family-owned and operated.
Really?
Some of them are just really, really large.
Okay. Right? So some of the bottlers are just
so
really big.
So Consolidated that surrounds us is, you know, 17 states.
Oh, my.
Right? And so one of the things that happens with them is that, you know, they'll get into the really large stuff, and mm-hmm. then the large stuff does a lot of things that support communities. So when you think about having to fill Lucas Oil Stadium and deal with the Indianapolis Colts, and big, you know, undertaking, right? And so here, I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah.
Right? I can be super laser focused on our non-for-profits. I can be super laser focused on our school systems and, mm-hmm. You know, any fundraiser that's going on at our local churches or anything.
Yeah.
And to see how Coca-Cola can really help the community and help anything that's going on to make this place a better place to live is just been a blessing. Mm-hmm. It's not normally something that you always get the chance to be a part of. I tell our folks it's not what we do, it's what we can do with it.
Right.
And I think, you know, they get a lot of pride out of that, knowing that we support all the schools.
Yeah.
You know, we support a lot of the non-for-profits out here. And we really truly are making a difference with putting sugar water on the shelf.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end of the day, you know, it's kind of what it is.
But, well, you can be focused on the community so much. I mean, you know, and that's great with you guys being a little bit smaller. And since you guys are a little bit smaller, how many employees do you have?
We have 43.
43.
Yeah. We out of that little building on Washington Street, we'll put out over a million cases with 43 people.
Wow.
Yeah. It's our team. I couldn't ask for a better group of folks to work for. They've got a lot of pride, and they got a lot of pride in this community. And it's like I said, it's just a blessing, really.
Well, and you know, and I think a lot of people, you know, don't realize like how many great, you know, companies and organizations we have mm-hmm. here in the community and what good they do. And sometimes, you know, behind the scenes, but you guys are shining a light on this event. It is Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah. So Bowl for Kids' Sake is it's a fundraiser that's trying to fully fund Big Brothers, Big Sisters in mm-hmm. Bartholomew County. And, you know, there's so many stories. The more I get involved in this, I had a rocky childhood myself. It's a longer story than we probably have time for, but I understand the importance of having that person at the right time in the right place to make sure that you continue on a correct path, mm-hmm. right? A lot of times in life is hard, Keith. Life's mm-hmm. hard, you know, yeah. and good choices are hard mm-hmm. and bad choices are hard, right? And it's like, you know, if you don't eat the right things, you're tired and you're exhausted, and that's hard, right? And mm-hmm. then going to the gym and eating right is hard. Yeah. And so, you know, having those right people in front of you, just sometimes just to even listen and hear concern, especially as a youth, is super important. And so while we wish everything was free, you kind of got to raise money, you know, the vetting process and things like that.
Because the kids don't have to pay anything.
The kids don't. Yeah. The kids, it's absolutely free for them.
Yeah.
But you want to make sure that, you know, you have the resources to be able to, you know, pair up bigs, you know, big brothers or big sisters, give the big brothers and big sisters the resources and the trainings that they need, you know, things like that, because that's always one concern. Like, you know, someone out there is just probably like, you know, I could do that, but I don't know.
Right.
You know, if I could or what have you, but there's a really good support system once they get that volunteer to really pair them up. And you really, their goal is to have a lifetime success story. You know, they don't just want somebody for like 3 months, you know, they really want to make a lifetime of impact. So
Somebody that's going to walk with that kid for a while.
Yeah.
You
so,
know?
And, so, yeah. So the Bowl for Kids' Sake, the bowling itself is, you know, March 6th and 7th. As I get more involved, I believe it's always that time frame, like that first weekend in March.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's really just kind of the party or celebration for the fundraising that's going on right now, right? To celebrate, you know, big brothers and big sisters and the bigs in the program and the kids in the program. And, you know, it's just, you know, it's time to have fun. But, you know, really it's the fundraising leading up to that, which is going on now. And so it's really simple. You know, if you want a team, right, and you think you got four other people, you know, just get five people together. Yeah. You know, we'd like to put a fundraising goal on that of, you know, $100 per person.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's, you know, $500 a team. Mm-hmm. You raise that and you know, you might have some ideas for the folks on how they go about fundraising.
Sure.
But, you know, it can just be fun. I mean, you don't have to like hold an event or anything like that. I mean, just, you know, go up to your coworkers and ask them for $5 and tell them what's going on. And, you know, you know, I'm sure maybe you got other ideas.
Yeah, but, friends, family, yeah, whoever. Yeah. Ask them for a little bit. You don't have to ask them for the whole $100.
Right.
Yeah, you know.
Right. Be like, whoa, wait.
Wait a minute.
But, you know, you get, you know, 10 people to give you $10. And you're there,
right?
You know what I mean. So, and the other thing is, you know, what ends up happening too is, and I think we just kind of touched on it there, but you know, we get a lot of, you know, companies that get involved, like yourself, like myself, or anybody else around here, and it is a good, you know, kind of team building exercise
and gets people
involved. But really, I mean, if you're already on a bowling league and you got five people on your team. You know,
there you
sign
go.
Up. And so, yeah, so, you know.
And you don't have to be a bowler either.
No, absolutely.
You know, because this isn't about the bowling.
Nobody's judging.
This is just the fun part of it, you know. So,
Yeah,
please don't judge me when you see me bowling. But, I mean, you could get together with your small group from church. You could get together with your Bible study. You know, whatever the case may be, you know, whatever, you know, even just a friend group or your family. Get your family together. If you've got five, then hit it, right?
So, and it's really simple. I mean, you kind of designate a team captain.
Mm-hmm.
And then you go to the foundationforyouth.com, Bowl for Kids' Sake, and you just sign up there. And then, you know, we're asking people, we're not saying that we don't accept any other teams after February 15th,
okay,
but
sure.
We're asking people, you know, to guarantee the t-shirt that we
give out. Oh, yeah, because you got to have the t-shirt, right? I mean, come on.
Right, but to guarantee the right size and everything like that, we're asking, you know, for those folks to understand that, you know, by February 15th is kind of the deadline we need to make sure that we get everybody's sizes and things like that. And it's not saying you won't get a shirt the day of the event, but it's not guaranteed.
Right.
So, but please, like, you know, even up to the final week, if you find five and you can raise the money, we want you, and we'll hopefully there's a shirt that we can give you, or you know, but you're still going to come out, have fun, and you know, raise money for a good cause.
So again, this is a Bowl for Kids' Sake. It's a fundraiser for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Bartholomew County, and John Riley, the general manager from Coca-Cola Columbus, has been here. He's on the committee for Bowl for Kids' Sake this year, and of course, Coca-Cola Columbus going to have a team, and us here at Bridge FM and WYGS, our sister station, going to have a team as well. So if you would like to have a team, again, you know, it can just be friends, family, small group, whatever. It can be from your work or organization as well. So love to see you out there and support. If you do want some more information, foundationforyouth.com/BFKS, so for Bowl for Kids' sake. Or you can also check it out under events on our website at thebridgefm.org. Anything else we didn't catch?
Just one more thing. Sure. We were bringing up teams, and I just would like to shout out Bartholomew County School Systems.
Oh, yes.
That allowed us to team up with them. Mm-hmm. We're going to donate, and we're not taking anything away from the school, generates, you know, for their school through concessions and vending.
Sure.
Coca-Cola is going to donate a portion of the beverage sales at every school event on
so
in the concession stand and vending.
BCSC.
So
okay.
Right now it appears that we're going to be about $4,000 that's going to come from that. So,
awesome.
You know, it's kind of one of those things where people really don't think about it. And I don't know if we're up against the clock, but people don't really think about how much they're actually supporting the schools mm-hmm. when they buy from the concession stands at the games.
Right.
And so, you know, they're generating revenue for their programs through right. those sales. And so I just wanted to thank them for allowing us to, you know, announce or go on air that, you know, we wanted to have this be an arm to try to, you know, help yep. Big Brothers, Big Sisters. And they were more than willing to do that. So
BCSC school events.
Mm-hmm.
So part of the concessions go into Bowl for Kids' Sake.
Yep.
Big Brothers, Big Sisters. Yeah, I got a friend of mine that's a big brother, so that's
nice.
he loves doing that. So it's such a worthwhile organization that helps out kids right here in Bartholomew County, helps them make sure that they can have that help and assistance, and just somebody that's there for them as they make those tough decisions in this world that for sure isn't perfect. So, John Riley, thank you so much for stopping by
this morning. Keith.
Yeah, we appreciate our partnership with Coca-Cola Columbus as well. And Toby Mack coming up next year on your Bridge FM.